Hello, this is Pastor Gary from First Baptist Church in La Plata. Actor William Shatner is best known for his portrayal of Captain James T. Kirk of the Starship Enterprise, whose five-year mission was to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, and to boldly go where no man has gone before. The original Star Trek TV series only made it three seasons, and despite playing a captain who traveled all over the galaxy, William Shatner never actually made it into space. However, that's about to change. The 90-year-old Shatner will be blasting off in a Blue Origin rocket in October to experience his first real space flight. He will not be alone, but neither will any of his Star Trek pals, Spock, McCoy, Scotty, Uhura, Chekhov, or Sulu, be going along with him. The premise behind Star Trek was noble, though humanistic. The entire world working together to bring peace throughout the galaxy. However, even in this fictional utopia, there were Klingons, Romulans, and others who only had evil intentions of murder and conquest. Though God was absent from the storyline, his word was not. The Bible is quoted at least 19 times throughout the series, and 10 episode titles have biblical references. Then there's the episode where the crew learns that the Greek gods and goddesses were actually alien travelers who were worshipped by Earthlings. In response, Captain Kirk declares, "We have no need for gods. We find the one quite adequate." Star Trek is not a Christian show, but like almost everything else in our country, it was influenced by Christianity.